Raining and light, remember. Remember, all of this work on our journey with reminders to keep going, forward motion, don't look back, let go, forget, and remain present, to now have to remember. Well, this remembrance is not of everything, but only of the important things and what we may sometimes forget, like who we are, where we come from, and how far we've come. Sometimes we forget the strength of our name and the resiliency and fighting power within our spirit. We forget this when our body is weakened and fatigued and possibly from fighting for ourselves and for our people, or for defending ourselves and our people. Sometimes we don't realize how much fighting we've had to do to get to where we stand. We may have had to defend ourselves for so long that it's become our resting place. There may be some of us who have not had to fight, and because they may not have known how to fight or have been held down in such a way that they haven't been able to fight. Defense has been the furthest from their minds, and because they've been silenced. Even still in these cases, there is strength, and because those folks are still here. Remember is about those good moments that we cling to because of their warmth, and we find comfort in our hearts to continue our journey, even when we become uncomfortable. Remember is about those moments that weren't so good, but we learned a valuable lesson that has become energy for us when we are weary. Remember to breathe. It is so easy to forget, and because we get busy, we must make breathing intentional. We must pause throughout our day and breathe. A deep breath in and a slow breath out is a check-in with ourselves and a moment to get out of our head. Deep breath in, slow breath out. We are breathing for growth. We are breathing for depth and for soundness. When we sit still and in the present, we realize how planted we can be and because of our roots. Deep breaths in, slow breaths out. Our breathing moments in each episode are brief, and because it is only meant as a reminder for us to breathe throughout our day. It is a reminder that we can breathe in whatever we like. The same is true for breathing out whatever we no longer need. Deep breath in, slow breath out. Remember the moment we thought we couldn't make it over that hurdle, or the moment we thought we'd never make it through that storm, and here we are. Deep breath in, slow breath out. There'll be long tracks with endless hurdles. There'll be dark clouds filled with rain. Deep breath in, slow breath out. We have a choice. We can jump over it, we can dance to get through it, or we can wait it out. Whichever we choose, remember to breathe. When our minds are filled with stress, we forget to trust our spirit. When we suffer heartbreak, we forget our spirit. If we believe in greatness, even if it isn't yet of ourselves, but is of others and maybe things, we will know that one day we too can be just as great, and by remembering our travel. There must be light around our name and glory on our backs. We must put it there. For some odd reason, when things don't appear to be going our way, we seem to forget the last time they did. We forget the help that we were given in the moments we received none. We forget the kindness that's been extended to us in the moments we receive none. We forget the distance we've traveled when the terrain that we're on becomes a challenge, or our shoes become worn. We forget that we had to learn to walk. We had to learn to talk learn to write, to will, to share, and to do anything else that we do now. For all that we are capable of, there were steps involved before we became masters. When we're yearning for love, we forget that love is an instant. It is not the same as attraction, infatuation, or lust. Love must grow, and from the inside outward, just the same as we did from conception. We sometimes forget how big the world is and how we need pieces of it to live well. We need pieces from the good of others to live well. We sometimes forget that we are one piece of a whole, and that it is necessary to be considerate of others, and because we all matter, and there is enough space for all of us, even when resources are strained. If we work together, we can come up with a plan to increase resources or to create new ones. It is necessary to remember the plight of people. This is their struggles to make better lives for themselves and in turn, a better life for all of us. Remember the episode of Connected. We are all connected. In war, we forget that we all belong to one race, even with all of our differences. We belong to the human race. Remember learning to share as a young child so that as we continue to grow, we can continue to share. While we all have our own separate spaces and within the mass land, we must remember that the world was made for all of us. We must care for it in the same way that we care for our own spaces. And if work is needed there, this is the perfect place to begin. Remember to start within by cleaning up our mind, our body, and our spirit. Clean ourselves with meditation, with prayer, with silence when needed, and talking with others when needed. We can physically wash any part of our body. Physically washing any part of our body can be the perfect moment to spiritually and mentally clean ourselves inside. The intimate moments here can be transcending. Remember to strengthen our mental health by becoming aware of our overall identity. Remember to strengthen our spiritual health by growing within our purpose. Remember to strengthen our physical health by engaging all pieces of ourselves, dropping unnecessary baggage that does not serve us and has been weighing us down literally. We will feel the release of tension, the release of aches and pains. Remember so that we may learn from the past and help to create a better future. Remember so that we can make healthy decisions for ourselves today and for our spirit tomorrow. Of all that we may forget and of all that we've already forgotten, let's remember when things turned out well. Let's remember when things went according to plan. Remember that time when help came our way before we requested it. Remember when we were treated kindly and by a stranger. Remember when we wanted to give up, but we kept going instead. Remember when we were exhausted of trying so hard, but we were inspired. When we consider remembering, let's look at ways to help our memory physically with exercise and in our own way. Know that our memory is dependent upon our body conversing with our mind. We can improve our memory by engaging in activities that bring us joy. Today, allow the memories of joy to overshadow any memories of pain. Build a memory of you reigning in light.